This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها ومن دساها كذبت ثمود الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فعفوا عقباها الله الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله we have our class on Umdat al-Ahkam, on fiqh, extracting the fiqh from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith that are in Sahih, on the chapter on the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter on prostration or forgetfulness still. So we've been on it for a couple of the last few weeks. Inshallah, we'll continue with that tonight, inshallah. Please stay and benefit, and if you're unable to stay, inshallah, we do have all the lectures being streamed online. If you can join the WhatsApp group, or you can subscribe to our YouTube page, inshallah, you'll get anytime the videos are streamed live, inshallah, you get a notification for that, inshallah. So also on Friday, inshallah, we have a guest, Khatib. Our Khatib is going to be
And some of the hadith, of course, here are in Sahih Muslim only, some are in Bukhari, but most of the hadith, all the hadith are either in Sahih Bukhari or in Sahih Muslim, or both, inshallah. So again, the hadith is from Muhammad ibn Sirin, who narrates from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said, "Salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ihda salatay al-ashi." And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in prayer in one of the afternoon prayers, meaning al-ashi, means salatul dhuhr or asr. And we mentioned that it was probably dhuhr, and specifically for to me, but walakinni nasit ana. Walakin nasitu ana. But I forgot. And we mentioned already that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was one of the companions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted with extremely perfect memory based on the dua, because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him. So Abu Hurairah did not forget. وَفِي الْقَوْمِ رَجُلٌ فِي يَدِهِ طُولٌ. And in amongst the people there was a man who had long hands. And وَفِي يَدِهِ طُولٌ. You know, when you describe somebody and the description is in order for, to specify an individual, then it's something that's permissible. It's not considered something that is backbiting. يُقَالَ لَهُ ذُو الْيَدَيْنِ. And the people used to call him ذُو الْيَدَيْنِ because of his long hands. فَقَالَ Or anasit am qusirat as-salah? Did you forget, or has the prayer been shortened? So this is also evidence from the hadith, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that someone who is, that everyone is reluctant to say anything. Otherwise, many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of what of they saw the Messenger of Allah in that state, they didn't want to ask him. But Dhul Yadayn realized that, you know, this is deen, right? King, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, or has the prayer been shortened?" Qala lam ansa wa lam tuqsar. Like, I didn't forget, and it wasn't shortened at all. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also he verified, right? He verified. This is process of verification also in Islam. If somebody says something, you want to verify if it's true or not. Right, so he thinks, otherwise he would continue to pray, but he forgot, and he felt like he did pray for that those two rak'ahs were actually four rak'ah, that they were four. And so to forget two and to forget four, it's not something that's normal, right? Most people forget what? Three or four, right? The third or the fourth rak'ah, right? But after two rak'ah, when you know you should pray four, then you forgot, and like he went to the tree trunk, and we spoke a little bit about the tree trunk last week. Fasalla ma tarak. Fasalla ma tarak. And so he prayed what was left out. He prayed what was left out. So what was left out? Two rak'ah. So this is an there are pillars that cannot be abandoned, cannot be left out. If they are left out, you have to do them. And even if you forgot, even if you sat down, you can continue your prayer if there's a reason for it. There is a specific reason for it. So if it's out, and this is in normal circumstances, you're not allowed to speak. To review a little bit about sujood sahw. Okay, so when does someone perform sujood sahw? When does someone perform the prostration in a salat? If you forget something of the prayer, and the prayer itself, you're forgetting something that's considered not rukun, because the rukun is, is mandatory. You have to make them up. So, like for example, the tashahud al-awwal, So the first tashahud, or the sitting for the first tashahud, because when you're going to sit, there's another thing that's mandatory, that's wajib, it's obligatory. And so the scholars have divided actions of prayer into mandatory actions, which are the standing in Arafah. If you don't have that, you don't have Hajj. But then there are certain things that you can make up. You can pay. You can, you can make up for if you don't do them. For example, if somebody leaves, somebody enters Mecca intending for Hajj and Umrah, and they didn't put on the ihram, right? If they did not put on the ihram and they're already in Mecca, what do? You either go back, which means you do it over, right? It's just like praying over. You either go back to the miqat and then put your ihram from there and then enter Mecca,